This is episode number 2094 of the Who Cares News for Friday, November 19th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So, the shot heard around the world last 24 hours. Is it true? Is it true? Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have split after 2 years of stale dating.
Stale dating?
Yeah, it's been a stale relationship. No, I mean, they did a song together, a couple of songs together, okay. And a cute couple, 2 years. And then we didn't hear a whole lot about them for the last few months. They're on the market. They're both cute as hell. I mean, you know, go for it, guys. Yeah. Go for it. But their relationship was stale. According to insiders, she was very upset at first because he kind of brought it up. But it sounds like they're still going to be friends because I know that's important.
Because that's the way it always goes.
We will continue to be friends and we appreciate...
We love each other and respect each other immensely. Isn't that usually the...
Yeah, pretty much. So there you go. In case you care, I know you don't. Speaking of not caring, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
So you talked about who's off the market.
Yeah.
Or who's... I mean, sorry.
Who's on the market.
And I'll tell you who's off the market.
So who's off the market?
You know, in all the studies that we report on and stuff.
Yes, we report on a lot of studies.
There really, 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 really needs to be one about Pete Davidson. Really.
I don't think you can start a study about a guy that's living and living his best life and all of that.
Oh, living his best life.
Yeah, he's definitely living his best life. He's been living his best life. Oh, my God.
Well, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
So him and Kimmy.
Yep. So it's a thing. It is official.
They're taking their friendship to the next level.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So according to a source, 41-year-old Kim and 28-year-old Pete Davidson.
God, she's old enough to be his older cousin. That's scary, isn't it? The older cousin's always the scary thing in a relationship.
You're strange. Anyway, they're officially dating.
I was scarred at a young age. So.
Pete has told her that he doesn't want to see anyone else. And she's telling some people
they're not
super serious, but she isn't seeing anyone else.
So why not?
Though she's trying to keep it low key.
Look, there's an attraction to him somewhere. I don't get it. Women of all ages seem to be, I don't know, excited about him for some strange reason. When I see pictures of him, he looks like a zombie. His face is so white and his eyes are so black.
He must like be a Don Juan.
That must be it. Yes,
He's Don Juan.
The Don Juan-y. Don Juan-iest.
Well, I'm just wondering how long will this last and who's next?
No, but it's not going to last.
No,
this
it
is
won't.
Just like get him through the holidays, maybe New Year's kiss. New Year's fling,
so,
and away they go.
Kim actually brought Pete, kind of showed her feelings when she brought him to Momager's Palm Springs home.
Oh, meet the Momager.
That's considered to be a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. I would say that's a huge deal. Meet the Momager at her house, yeah.
So Kim and Pete, they were dressed alike in a photo from his recent birthday party.
They were dressed alike?
All right, so they were dressed alike, and it was his birthday party.
Yeah.
And there was a picture of him and Kim and Flavor Flav.
Okay, so
here's how special Pete Davidson is.
Pete Davidson is special.
Okay, here's how special.
This is how it works.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody wear his little watch clock.
That big thing on
thing it. Thing that he wears.
Yeah.
But he let Pete wear it.
Yeah, he was probably stoned. And maybe he's attracted to Pete, too. What is
he
the
probably
deal?
Is. He probably is.
I get it.
Pete Davidson's a magnet. Bradley Cooper denies Lady Gaga romance 3 years after A Star Is Born.
They did not get together. They didn't hook up. They didn't. People.
You know, why this is even coming up now is, you know, part of the reasons in the Who Cares News. So fans have long wanted to believe that Bradley and Gaga, that they had an off-screen romance during filming.
They didn't.
But alas.
They didn't.
It never happened.
It didn't happen.
So even after 3 years, Bradley explained to the Hollywood Reporter this week that he intended for all the feels
all the
to
feels.
Accelerate
yeah.
for their two characters even as they recreated a moment at the Oscars.
Yeah, I remember that. Everybody got a little steamy. It's like, oh, maybe.
Well, it was a fan. I mean, it was a fantastic, but they were like almost in character, you know.
That was what they were. That's what they, I mean. Yes. But here's the deal.
Uh-oh, you're going to pontificate
I'm
about
pontificating
it?
About this. Okay. Because it's like, we feel, we get so wrapped up in, especially if it's a very good story.
Uh-huh.
Like A Star Is Born was great.
Yeah.
We get wrapped up in those characters.
Yes.
We want the best for them.
Uh-huh.
We can't spoil the movie. It wasn't a good ending. But anyway, in fact, if you've seen any of the Star Is Born movies, they never end well. But here's the deal.
Yeah, there's the consistency.
There is a consistency in all those characters.
They can't have a happy ending.
They can't. It doesn't work that way. But the deal is that you're pulling for them.
Of course.
It's just like you're watching a football game. Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. And you're rooting for the 49ers. And you're like,
you had to do those two teams.
But it's heartbroken because, you know, Steve Young throws an interception.
This sounds like some unresolved issues.
Well, apparently this is unresolved between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Do they even talk? I'm just wondering.
I hear they do. I hear they're, 'cause they're friends. So
of course they're friends.
Because people want, is Jack and Allie, that's who everyone is in love with. It's not Bradley
and
Gaga.
That's right. But we think they are their characters.
So Bradley says,
that's our problem.
He says that she's just so terribly charismatic and beautiful. When I met her, I thought, if I can just harness that, then it's just for me to mess up.
I heard a story.
Okay.
When she came into audition, and he actually wanted, now keep in mind, Bradley Cooper basically directed this movie. He wrote the songs. I mean, he did all of this. This was his movie.
Okay.
And so he cast her. And when he brought her into audition, he told her, he said, take all the makeup off.
Right.
I mean, and she has hidden behind her, behind this whole package that she's done all of her life. And she was very naked, very raw, very...
Which
you know,
she is
natural.
Adorable.
And she was adorable in this movie.
Yeah.
I'm a mad fan for Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Everything she's done, including her pop career, has been fantastic. And
she's brilliant.
She's brilliant. And she's acting. Can't wait to see House of Gucci. She looks like she's going to be.
She's in that.
They're saying Oscar. They're saying Oscar. They're talking Oscar about Gaga.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, now you can hear it. It's like, she can pull it off. She's Italian in real life. I mean, it's like,
okay.
You know who could pull it off better?
No.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. Halle Berry does it better.
I already gave you a Halle Berry. I said, don't let Halle Berry near Pete Davidson.
Okay.
That is your tip.
Fair enough.
To keep your holidays merry and bright.
All right. More Who Cares on Monday.
Magnetism.
Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.